Everything to Know About Greece's Debt Vote by Jeffrey Smith from Fortune. Question: why and when are the Greeks voting on this referendum? Answer: the Greek government called the referendum because it failed to get acceptable terms for debt relief and further assistance in 4 months of negotiations with the creditors. It felt it couldn't agree to the last set of proposals received before the expiration of its bailout because they couldn't square it with their election promise to end austerity. The referendum will be on Sunday, the 5th of July. Question: so what are the Greeks actually being asked to vote on? Answer: they're being asked to vote on a set of proposals drafted by IMF, ECB, and European Commission officials that were never formally completed or published. On the actual ballot, the no OXI option recommended by the government is above the yes NAI option. Here's a translation. Referendum of the 5th of July 2015. Should the plan of agreement be accepted, which was submitted by the European Commission, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund in the Eurogroup of June 25, 2015, and comprises of two parts which constitute their unified proposal? The first document is entitled Reforms for the Completion of the Current Program and Beyond, and the second, Preliminary Debt Sustainability Analysis. Not accepted / no, accepted / yes. Question: what are the key points? Answer: the most contentious demand is that Greece squeeze another 1% of GDP in savings out of its battered pension system, specifically by eliminating top-ups that have been desperately needed by poorer pensioners to keep themselves above the breadline in recent years. The other big point is the elimination of VAT exemptions for Greece's islands. The government argues this threatens the existence of the tourism industry on the islands. The DSA, meanwhile, almost but not quite, brings itself to admit that the debt load is unsustainable. If Greece adopts and implements the conditions immediately, it says, then the debt-to-GDP ratio could fall to 124% by 2022, from over 175% right now. That's the best-case scenario, and not one that sits comfortably with the last 5 years' experience. It's also not many people's idea of sustainability. Question: what happens if Greece votes yes? Answer: a yes vote would be the first step towards a third bailout agreement for Greece. The IMF suggested today that Greece will need 50 billion euros, or $56 billion, in financing to get it through to the end of 2018, as well as a 20-year grace period. The last one expired Tuesday. Question: could the Greek government collapse? Answer: probably. It has campaigned for a no vote, so the blow to its credibility would be huge. Its electoral mandate to end austerity while keeping the euro would be obsolete. Individual ministers have already said they'll resign in that event. However, the radical left-wing Syriza party is by far the largest in parliament. A large part of its lawmakers won't sign any new bailout deal, and there's no stable pro-bailout majority without it. That points to new elections. Quite how negotiations could resume and quite how the banks could reopen in those circumstances isn't clear. Question: if Greece votes no, what happens? Answer: Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras claims that a no vote will strengthen the Greeks' negotiating position by showing the strength of resistance to further austerity. However, the creditors have shown no sign that it would change their position. More likely is that the continued uncertainty will make it impossible for the banks, which have been closed since Monday, to reopen. They would be immediately faced with demands for cash that they can't possibly meet. In practical terms, the banks couldn't be open again until the bulk of their liabilities, i.e. customer deposits, had been redenominated in a new Greek currency. This would lead to a large part of the country's savings being wiped out. Question: could this vote result in Greece leaving the eurozone? Answer: absolutely, because it would be clear that the political will to share a currency with Germany and others was no longer there. How we get from A to B is unclear because there are no precedents and no provisions for it in the EU's treaty. There is a provision for leaving the EU, but not even Tsipras wants to do that. Question: is the bailout deal they're voting on even still on the table? Answer: not officially, but the creditors will look stupid, merciless, and irresponsible if they don't react to a yes vote with something to relieve the immediate pressure on Greece's banks and the economy at large. And a large part of the political dynamic in this process is about dodging blame for the whole mess. It's tempting to think that once Syriza is out of the government, some form of debt restructuring will become politically possible. The creditors would rather eat dirt than reward a party and individual ministers that they regard as dangerous charlatans. Question: what does this mean for the global economy? Answer: a yes vote would remove one of the big geopolitical risks that are currently holding back investment in the eurozone, which would be a clear bonus to global growth. The eurozone is over two-thirds of the EU economy, which is about 20% of world GDP. A no vote could have mild consequences if Greece can be kept inside the eurozone and the ECB douses the flames of market fear with a flood of liquidity. That wouldn't be as good for the economy, but it would at least contain the damage to financial markets. But a no vote that leads to Grexit is another matter. Again, one would expect the ECB to throw money at the markets to keep volatility down, but the sight of European integration going into reverse would nix a basic geopolitical assumption of the last 60 years. The resulting political uncertainty could be highly damaging for investment not only in Europe, but also further afield.